Welcome to the Arts and Antique Radio Show, where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your own home.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
So let's find out. How valuable is it?
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. I've got a real treat for us today. Actually, how this happened was the Miro Quartet is going to be performing at the Santa Barbara Museum of Art. And we'll give a little bit more details about that. But I thought, okay, you know, I really love everything that the museum brings us, but especially I love the chamber music that they bring us. And the Miro Quartet is fantastic. So I thought, well, let me get in touch with the public relations expert and see if I can get the quartet on. And she said, well, the quartet is all traveling, but one of the founding members, Josh Jindal, it will be around if you'd like. And so I thought, okay, you know, what can I talk to Josh about for the entire hour? And then I looked into his background, and he's got such an interesting background that I said, yeah, I want Josh on for the whole of my hour. And what we're going to talk about, Josh and I discussed this, what we're going to talk about is the life of a real live professional musician and what that looks like. And so Josh Jindal is with us, and I want to tell you a little bit before I have him say hello, a little bit about what intrigued me about his background. First of all, he started performing or playing when he was very, very young, and we'll talk about that. But he also was interviewed in a magazine, and we'll talk about this, called Strings. And Strings magazine asked about his instrument, asked about the quartet, how many cellos he used when he started his Beethoven cycle recordings. But what struck me was, and I never thought about this, he states in the article, I have a bow problem. I love them. They all have their own sounds. They're balanced differently in the hand. The density of the wood is different. And he goes on for a couple paragraphs about bows. Now, you might think, well, it's the cello that matters. Well, we're going to hear why the bow matters. And I will tell you, Josh, I've had, you know, I'm an appraiser. I've had clients that have had nice, valuable violins, you know, hidden away in a closet somewhere. And the violin turns out to be maybe $500, but the bow turns out to be $1,200. And, you know, and they're always surprised. Oh, the bow. So we want to talk a little bit about that. But also, Josh is a fully rounded human being. And a lot of people think about, you know, oh, a professional, especially classical musician, very buttoned up, etc. Josh has a couple of kids, a son and a daughter, George and Nora. He's a gym rat. He plays tennis. He's a married man. He travels greatly with his quartet. He teaches. He's at the Butler School of Music at Austin, at University of Texas. And he was willing to talk to me, having performed with Yo-Yo Ma, the New York Philharmonic, Pinchas Zukerman, Joshua Bell, Midori, Andre Watts, and Menahem Pressler. So he continues to play on some of the world's most prestigious concert stages. And he also co-founded an online network sharing sites where you can meet musicians, professional and amateur, called Classical Lounge, which is a networking system that he's discovered and developed since, well, let's see, it's almost 20 years now.
Yep.
Yep, and there's Joshua. And hello, Joshua. Thank you so much for being with us. A little background about me and why I feel competent to interview Joshua on this. First of all, Richard, our producer, we've interviewed some incredible musicians together. And Richard's been our producer on this show for close to 20 years now.